CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hello. Hello, Mother.
Yes, where have you been? Well, I've been trying to call you since we arrived in New York yesterday.
Oh, how is that, Martha?
Oh, yes, a wonderful trip.
I want to talk to Grandma.
I want to say hello, too.
No, we didn't come by boat. I wrote to her that we were flying from Rome, Italy.
Well, don't start worrying about it now. We all arrived safely, except...
Yes,
she's right here. Yes.
Well, Grandma?
Oh, yes, he had a wonderful time.
Well, we hope to come home today, but Daddy's in jail.
No, dear, don't say... No, Daddy's not in jail. Goodness, don't alarm his mother. Yes, honey, hello?
No, he's not in jail. He's in quarantine.
Well, you better explain that. It sounds even worse.
No. You see, when you arrive back from abroad, you have to have a certificate of vaccination that you got in this country before you left. And he claims he had it on the plane just before we landed, but when we started going through customs, he couldn't find it. Smallpox. No, he doesn't have smallpox.
Dear, I don't think she's told Maude anything over the phone. She always gets so excited about long distance anyway. She won't get any of it straight.
No, please don't get excited. He is not sick. Well, they hold him in quarantine to make sure. I guess it's just a regulation. I mustn't worry about it. 14 days. Yes. Well, I talked to him this morning, and if they find out that there was no outbreak of smallpox in the country that we just left, Italy. Yes, we flew from Rome, Italy. Yes. Why, then they may just revaccinate him and let him go. Well, we're waiting to hear now.
Let me talk to Maude.
Yeah. Here's Aunt Effie. She wants to say hello.
Hello, Maude.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, we're in a hotel.
Hey, when are we going to know about Daddy? I want to go home.
I don't know, dear. There is nothing to do but wait.
Parents seeking an effective way to deter children from delinquency do not have far to look. A lifetime of decency begins in the home. But cementing all other influences is your church or synagogue. Take your family, all your family, to worship regularly. Gain inspiration and guidance to an ethical life in the language of your Bible, the example of your religious leaders, and the company of most respected neighbors. Attend not only religious, but social events in your church or synagogue. Here your youngsters form associations that lead to decency, not delinquency. And remember, worship is effective in building family relationships only when the entire family participates. Your children are not likely to worship if you don't. This week, every week, take advantage of all your religion offers. Comfort, guidance, a respectable road through life.
All right. Come on. Get your things together so I can check you out of the hotel. We got 25 minutes to get over to the airport. Now, hurry up, will you?
Come on. You haven't told me anything of what happened.
If you don't mind, I'd just rather not talk about it. After carding that certificate of vaccination all over Europe, being so careful not to lose it, then not to have it when I know I had that thing on the plane just half an hour before we landed.
Yes,
I remember perfectly well.
It's
I had
over
it over
now. Just calm down.
Well,
calm down. Get our nightgowns, Betsy. They're hanging on the bathroom door.
Of course, you. I was so darn mad at you.
Madison,
yes.
Why should you?
When I turned to you at the customs and I said I had my certificate of vaccination on the plane, you remember? And you said, "Why, no, I didn't see it."
Oh, I didn't see it. You said you had yours, but I didn't actually see it, dear.
So? Couldn't you have just said so in front of the customs guy?
Oh, it wouldn't help that I saw it if you didn't have it anyhow then.
Well, no. I suppose not. Well, all right, come on, hurry up. Where is Aunt Effie?
Well, she couldn't find her sunglasses. She thought maybe she left those on the plane, so she went over to the airline office to see if they'd been turned in.
Oh.
She said she would be back by 12, and it's 5 after now. She'll be here any minute.
We didn't know when you'd be here, dear. You know, you just pop in.
Besides, I thought you had to go to your head office here before we flew on home.
Oh, I did. I did. I stopped there already. That's all taken care of.
Oh.
They wanted me to stay over until next week, but the boss isn't there anyhow now, and I want to get home.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
When you want to start home, I think you just want to get there, don't you?
Do we have lunch on the plane? That is if they have to get back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me.
Oh, there she is. They just let her in. Let's head you be.
Here's Daddy and Effie. They let him out.
Well, I thought they would. My goodness, weren't you lucky?
Lucky? What are you talking about? Having to stay overnight in quarantine and then get revaccinated?
Revaccinated? Even after they found your certificate?
They didn't find it. What are you talking about? I still don't know what the heck happened.
Yes, the airline found it.
Why?
Know where you put it? It was in that pocket on the back of the seat in front of you.
Apparently, you
got it mixed up with all the literature on the airline. You know, the maps and the schedule and the pamphlet on what to do in case of emergency, how to put on your life jacket and all that. You know.
Oh, no.
They told me just now when I went in to ask about my sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
They said to tell you they were turning the certificate into the customs since they didn't know where to find you.
Yeah, that's great. That's just great now that I don't need it. Oh, God. What
are you doing? Come on. See how it happened.
Yeah, sure. Let's go now. Let's go.
Where are we going?
Oh!
Wonderful. Where we going. I can't wait to tell everybody about my trip.
Oh, neither can I. Oh, did the airline have your sunglasses?
Oh no. I felt so silly. Well, I got way over there, and then I discovered I had them in my purse all the time.
Oh, no.
Aunt
Effie.
Oh, boy, this is a dumb family. Come on, let's go home. Driver, take the next turn to the right, please, and go around the lake. It's a little shorter. We're number 13, Rainbow Lake.
Okay.
Oh, heavens, look at the new houses that have gone up in just the 3 months we've been gone.
Look!
Yeah.
Good. I guess you must wonder from all our luggage where we've been.
You talking to me, lady?
Yes. We just came back from Europe.
Yeah? Well, you and about a million others, I guess. Uh-huh. Beats me why everyone in America wants to go to Europe. Got plenty of things to see right here in our own country.
Well, yes, that's true. But a lot of beautiful, interesting things in Europe, too.
Nothing better than we got. You ever see Glacier National Park, Yellowstone, the Rocky Mountains, those big old sequoia trees? I'll bet you didn't see anything in Europe to even compare to the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Well, Europe has different things to see. The Tower of London, Palace of Versailles, the famous Leaning Tower of Pisa.
There, now, just take that for example. Some old tower that's sinking into the ground on one side, and look at the money people like you spend just running to see the thing. Bart beat me.
Well, of course, if you have no appreciation.
Never mind, Aunt Effie.
I took my whole family, and I got 5 kids. Piled them in a station wagon, and we drove to Yellowstone this summer. We were gone one solid month. And for 7 of us, I only spent $262.49. You stack that up with what you folks spent traipsing off to Europe. I'm telling you, we went everywhere and saw everything. And boy, we sure had a whale of a good time.
Yeah, well, we had a whale of a good time, too. As a matter of fact.
Just let me tell you about our trip.
Yeah.
You can't compare the Tower of Pisa with the Grand Canyon. Let me tell you, there is really something to see. And we took one of the most interesting side trips you ever want to take.
Look here.
Never mind, dear. We'll be home soon, and our friends will be calling.
Oh, brother. This miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of cold infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan reaches all congested areas. In one fast-acting, uncoated 3-layer tablet, Dristan for the first time combines a decongestant to shrink all swollen membranes, relieve pressure and pain, an exclusive anti-allergic to help keep breathing passages dry and clear, pain relievers to ease body aches, reduce fever, vitamin C to help build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. For real relief from cold, misery, and sinus congestion, there is nothing, nothing like Dristan decongestant tablets.
Understand it. I told everyone when we were coming home, and not a single person has called us. I've called Eleanor. She doesn't answer. Myra's not home. Hmm. Neither is Ann Lundell. Well, I'll try Mrs. Hughes.
Yes. I opened all the windows upstairs, too. Why, the place is so stuffy.
Hey, for Pete's sake, did you think you cancel the newspaper?
Well, oh, I just got a 3.5 month pile of newspapers that the newsboy apparently heaved in there every day.
Well, I didn't cancel them. No, you said you were. Why would the newsboy... Hello?
Oh.
Is Mrs. Houston there?
Oh, I tell you, if there's anything more discouraging than 3 months of back newspapers...
Oh. I see.
Catch up.
Is this Myrtle? Well, yes, if you would. Mrs. Piper. And tell Mrs. Houston that we're back home. Well, yes, we've been gone over 3 months. To Europe. Thank you, Myrtle. Well, at least Mrs. Houston's maid was home, and she was nice enough to ask where we'd been. Well, she didn't know we'd been gone.
Well, I don't know who did it, but one of us left some cream corn in the refrigerator, and there's at least 2 inches of mold on the top. Other than that, we have no food in the house at all.
Oh, dear, I'll call the store and order some groceries. Yeah. At least I'll hear a familiar voice, and Mr. Hollins might ask if we had a good time.
Yeah, look, I'm going down to check the basement.
All right,
dear. Oh, dear. There's Betsy back down the driveway. I suppose Susie Elvin was off playing with somebody else. Betsy looks so let down.
Oh, dear. Well, I know just how she feels. Look at it. Oh, at last. Get it.
Hello. Yes. Yes, this is the Piper.
Is it for me? Is it out?
It's the dry cleaners. Pickup day tomorrow. You have anything to go?
Dry cleaners. Mm. Oh, wait a minute. That's Mrs. Bowden. I know. I sent her card from Italy. Let me have. Hello. Yes. Oh, wonderful, Mrs.
Bowden. Laura Plummer.
Yes.
Laura Plummer. For the love of... Get off the phone. Get off the phone. The basement is flooded.
What?
Get off the phone. Some pipe is broken or something. I don't know. The basement's flooded with water. It's apparently rising. Give me the phone.
Will you? Let it rise. I'm going to tell somebody about my trip if I have to tread water while I'm doing it.
Stop.
Hello, Mrs. Bowden.
Hurry up and call the plumber, will you?
I can't talk, but we had a wonderful trip. Yes. Everything we have needs dry cleaning, so tell the man to stop,
hurry
won't you?
Will you hurry up?
Oh, God.
My goodness, this is some homecoming.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Leon Janney, and is produced by Walter Hart.